This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The CEO of TikTok made a rare public appearance Thursday before a U.S. congressional committee, where he faced a grilling on data security and user safety, while he makes his own case for why the hugely popular video sharing app should not be banned. Harsh words from the Republican chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
Your platform should be banned. I expect today you'll say anything to avoid this outcome, like you are 100% responsible for what TikTok does, that you suddenly endorse a national data privacy standard, that Project Texas is more than a marketing scheme, that TikTok doesn't harm our innocent children, or that your ties to the Chinese Communist Party through ByteDance is just a myth. We aren't buying it.
A U.S. ban on an app would be unprecedented, and it's unclear how the government would go about enforcing it. A senior Nigerian politician and his wife have been found guilty of bringing a Nigerian man to the U.K. in order to harvest his organs. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has that story.
Ike Ekweremadu and his wife Beatrice were accused of arranging the transportation of a man from Nigeria to London in order to exploit him for a kidney donation for their daughter. The victim was recruited from a Lagos street market and brought to London in February 2022. The man believed that he was being taken to London to work for thousands of pounds. The defendants were remanded into custody and their sentencing was scheduled for the 5th of May. Kidney donations are lawful in the UK, but it is a criminal offence to reward someone with money or other material advantage for doing so. Karen Chamas, London.
Ukrainian troops will launch a long-awaited counterassault very soon now that Russia's huge winter offensive is losing steam without taking Bakhmut, this according to a Ukrainian commander. This is VOA News. Israeli police on Thursday fired water cannon at protesters blocking a highway in Tel Aviv, an AFP journalist said, as demonstrators across the country rallied against the government's judicial reform program. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested in Tel Aviv and other cities, according to crowd estimates by Israeli media, decrying what they view as a threat to the country's democracy. Some demonstrators clashed with officers, with police reporting at least 10 arrests in Tel Aviv over public order offenses. Authorities in the western U.S. state of Colorado say the 17-year-old student accused of shooting two faculty members at his Denver high school on Wednesday has been found dead. The body of Austin Lyle was found near his abandoned vehicle in a remote area outside of Denver. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is attending the European Leaders Summit in Brussels Thursday to ensure addressing climate change is high on the agenda as the leaders of the bloc's 27 member nations meet on the next over the next 2 days. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
Guterres sounded the alarm earlier this week after the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released a new report saying industrial nations must cut emissions in half over the next 10 to 15 years if the world is to have any chance of limiting temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, a key target established by the 2015 Paris Climate Accords. Speaking to reporters outside EU headquarters Thursday, Guterres said there is no time to waste.
Close to the tipping point that will make the 1.5 degrees impossible to achieve. So we need dramatic action. We need acceleration agenda. And once again, we count on the leadership of the European Union in this regard.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
An experimental rocket made almost entirely of 3D printed parts blasted off Wednesday night from the U.S. spaceport in Florida. But the flight did not go as planned. VOA's Richard Green explains.
Shortly after separation of the rocket's first stage, the upper stage ignited briefly before shutting down, sending the vehicle crashing into the Atlantic Ocean. The rocket was built by privately owned Relativity Space. Most of the rocket, including its 9 engines, were built by the company's huge 3D printers at its California plant. It would have been the first rocket launched into orbit fueled by liquid methane. Relativity Space is among a number of new privately owned space companies that have been created following the success of Elon Musk's SpaceX, which has been sending cargo and crew to the International Space Station. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
All of the stories that we cover are always available on voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.